Pelican's mayor remains upbeat despite having to contend with simultaneous water, energy, and economic crises. Patty Phillips says repairs have been successful on the town's 70-year-old flume, which collapsed during heavy rains in the latter part of August. Water is flowing again, both to the residents and to the freezer compressors in the defunct Pelican Seafoods plant. An estimated 20,000 pounds of anhydrous ammonia is circulating in the refrigeration system there. A loss of coolant or power could be disastrous. With the water back on, one problem is solved, but another is just emerging. Patty Phillips.
We're operating 100% on diesel right now. We're going to operate on diesel through the entire winter. So we're going to get an eye-opener, you know, what other communities experience that are on diesel.
Pelican's hydro generators were taken offline for upgrades this summer. The work won't be completed until next summer. Diesel is the most expensive form of electric power in Southeast. The largest consumer of power in Pelican is the seafood plant. The plant was purchased last year by businessman Ed Bart, but the seller, Cake Tribal Corporation, retained ownership of the power utility. Bart pulled up stakes at the plant late this summer. Mayor Phillips says Bart was already deeply in arrears to Cake Tribal for its utility bills. Pelican Seafoods is headed toward the legal limbo of foreclosure, and the diesel to power the plant could cost $10,000 a month.
They can't just shut down the plant. That's not an option, because if you shut down the plant, then you have the ammonia in the system that becomes an imminent threat to the community. So DEC has been working closely with the Pelican Utility District and the City of Pelican, keeping them informed of what's going on. They've issued a notice to Ed Bart and Associates, Ed Bart, and to Cake Tribal Corporation that they need to come up with a plan to evacuate the ammonia out of the system so that if they shut the power off, it's not going to be a danger to the community.
The Department of Environmental Conservation has been monitoring the situation in Pelican. The evolution of the emergency from an environmental crisis to an economic one is unusual.
This is fairly new for us. Generally, we respond to an emergency. The emergency either resolves itself or we resolve it, and then we move on to something else. So this is, at least for me, it's new territory.
That's Scott Tiernan, the state's spill response coordinator for Southeast. He says the matter has moved now to the disaster policy cabinet. Tiernan isn't sure what actions the cabinet might take or assistance it might offer, but he says any decision that might compel Cake Tribal to keep the power on would be thoroughly vetted.
The state does have authority to provide emergency orders in very specific situations. Would this be done in Pelican? I don't know. I can't say that because I don't have the authority to make that decision. But there's several issues involved in making a decision like that that would probably also have to be worked through the Attorney General's office.
Patty Phillips, meanwhile, remains hopeful that Pelican will ride out this near-perfect storm of crises. She's definitely looking ahead.
I'm the optimist. I come from a long line of commercial fishing families. Pelican is strategically located. There is interest in Pelican Seafoods. The interest in Pelican Seafoods doesn't necessarily want the liability and responsibility of the ammonia, and it's a global market now for fisheries, and there's other ways to more efficiently process fish and get it to global markets. So, yes, there's interest there.
Reporting in Sitka with help from Ed Schoenfeld at the Southeast Conference in Haines, I'm Robert Woolsey.